This is the best of the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com.
I don't need your rocking chair.
All right, you guys recognize that song?
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm a big country fan, so I was rocking in my office chair.
Love it. Yeah, George Jones. And he kind of described how most of us live out our retirement today. We don't need that rocking chair. He recorded it in 1992. And gosh, he lived on to the age of 81. So he died in 2013. He was right. You know, when he recorded that song, we all live a long time. So anyway, retirement does look a bit different than it did for our parents and our grandparents. Right, Jeff?
Oh, it looks way different. And part of it is all the technology that we have today. A big part of it is health. So we're understanding that, you know, it's important to be healthy. And that's one of the things we talk about in retirement. The number one thing in retirement is really your health, because without your health, it doesn't matter how much money you have. Yeah. But here's the other thing. I never heard of pickleball before.
Until now.
And that is like the greatest thing going out there in these over 55 communities. And you know, it is probably the most dangerous sport out there these days.
I know lots of injuries. I heard that too.
There are. And it's kind of one of those things. Camille and I had clients in yesterday. We're talking to him, and she really likes pickleball. He doesn't play it because his back hurts.
Oh.
But I was talking about backing up. Backing up is when most injuries happen. Oh. And she goes, yeah, my partner and I were playing yesterday and someone hit a lob shot and we both just looked over our shoulder and watched it go by.
Wow, scary. Yeah. Yeah, my niece, she's 30, injured her left shoulder. And one of our best friends plays pickleball and he has a horrible, I don't know what you call it, a cramp or something in his calf and he can't play for a long time. So yeah, it's tough. Seems like an easy game, but it's not.
Well, it's really just to show older adults are becoming more and more active, and that's a great thing. And that's what Camille had mentioned a little earlier is, you know, we want your retirement years to be your go-go years. Go do it. Go have fun. Go enjoy life. If you haven't, you know, done all that traveling you wanted, or go see the grandchildren. I'm loving it because I have little Peyton. She is 14 months old. And so it's just fantastic to see her, or Camille let me wake her up yesterday morning, chase her around the house last night, you know, because she went from taking two steps to running around the house.
And now she's
so good. It's just being very, very active is what's great. And then having that plan so you're not worried about your finances. And that's really what we're here to do, is take away that part of worry in your financial life.
Well, you know, you think about it, 30, 40 years ago, more people had pensions, they had Social Security, and of course savings, but they weren't living as long. So talk about how the financial tools that we have today are very different, okay?
Well, Luann, I mentioned earlier in the show, they're extremely different just in the last year and a half. We're looking at setting up self-directed pensions that are paying out, you know, 7% and 8% return of people's money to them, guaranteed for the rest of their life. I mean, it's an incredible time right now. We're looking at interest rates. Banks are paying over 5%. I mean, that goes back probably 15, 20 years ago where we ever saw that. Now, here's the challenge, though. We know that banks don't continue to pay the same amount for the rest of your life. You don't get a 30-year CD anymore. So what you need to do is make sure you have an overall plan that takes in consideration all of this. And the number one thing that everybody should really have is that guaranteed income.
So I want to get into one of the financial tools that are pretty new. I mean, gosh, Roth retirement accounts didn't even exist until 25 years ago, 1997. So why don't you go into that, Camille, and tell us what we need to know about our options for saving for retirement tax-free?
Well, I'm going to say just do it. I know I'm using the Nike's logo, but it is one of those things where a lot of times I talk to our families, people that come in, and I say, well, answer me this. Would you rather pay on the seed or the harvest? So would you rather pay taxes on a little bit of money going in, maybe not get a tax break today, or pay a lot of it in taxes at an unknown rate on a lot of it of money? And it's kind of funny the reactions I get from people when I phrase it that way, or I follow up with a question of, tell me, where do you think taxes are going to be in your retirement future? And most of the time, they're going to be higher. And so the question comes down to, so how can we make your plan more efficient today? And a lot of times that is looking at things like doing Roth conversions. It's changing from a regular 401k to a Roth 401k inside your employer-sponsored plan, or looking at other avenues as well. And that's something that we can definitely help you achieve because we love to create tax efficiency inside of your retirement plan.
And we're saying just a 15-minute call is all it takes to answer some of those questions and maybe help them get a better way of savings, more tax efficient. That's incredible. Well, I can't wait to see how many calls we get from people that just want to be more tax efficient out there.
Who wouldn't want that, right? We all want to keep our hard-earned money in our pockets. 916-367-6430. Just call. A phone call is all it takes. 15-minute phone call. 916-367-6430. And this is the Monolith Money Show. So what would be then some of the biggest risks to our money in retirement, Camille?
This one I always say is kind of the keeping up with the Joneses mentality. You know, a lot of people, when we sit down with them in our conference room and we'll ask them just a simple question of, what do you want to see as far as a return on your money? Is a lot of people are going, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10%. And I go, okay, tell me a little bit more why you think that. And a lot of times their response is, well, I think that's just what I'm supposed to get. And hearing that just kind of makes me go, okay, so you just think you need to make that. And that's really where we put, you know, kind of that pen to paper and we do a full analysis of your retirement plan and of your monies. And I can't tell you how many times I've sat across from families, put their numbers up on our big screen TV inside of their own personalized Monolith money map and showed them that they only maybe need to make 2 or 3% to be successful in retirement. I mean, it's kind of incredible when people go, that's all I really need to make. And I go, yeah. So why do we need to put a lot of it at risk? You know, there's different levels of risk inside of your plan, but we don't need to put all your money, and I kind of joke, you know, saying we don't need to put all your money on red at the roulette table and hope it pays off, you know, because the stock market is the world's largest legal gambling system out there that we have. And there's nothing wrong with that for part of your money. But it's understanding, once again, not the returns, essentially that percentage you need. It's about what does your money do and create for you that allows you to feel comfortable and confident in retirement.
Now, how has longevity emerged as a major concern for retirement, Jeff?
Well, the biggest thing always is concern is running out of money before you run out of time. And if now you're living longer, so you have to have more money to live longer on. Okay. And, you know, a perfect example, Camille and I, well, I'll say recently, and it seems like always we're going through these same scenarios, but we had a single lady come in and her biggest concern had never been addressed by the three advisors that she currently had. So she had three different people handling her monies. And we asked the simple question is, what do you want to do with this money? And her number one thing was, well, I just don't want to run out of it. And we're like, okay, have you told these other people that? And she goes, well, they have never really just asked me that question. So what we did is set up a plan for her that she was never going to run out of money. So she had a self-directed pension. And then she could be comfortable spending the other money. And it's really great because she has called back a couple times in the last, let's say, 2 years that she's been with us and asked, you know, can I go do this? Can I go do that? And we're like, remember, you have this already set up. So you have your own self-directed pension. That money's always going to come to you. That other money, you can go ahead and spend. And she always has, I can tell you, the biggest grin going, oh, I always forget about that. Yeah, yeah, I love that. So it's really about having your money protected against longevity, healthcare costs. So we make sure that we look at, you may have future healthcare costs and how you're going to take care of that. And then taxes. We really have to make sure that taxes are included in that. It's really about putting together a plan that fits you as an individual or you and your spouse, so that we also take care of the wants and needs, but then the fun stuff too. So make sure that when you retire, you're in the best health possible so that you can go, go, go and have as much fun knowing that you're never going to run out of money. So again, it just takes a 15-minute call. Call us now, 916-367-6430. We are here to answer all your questions and to bring up some questions you may not know that you needed to know. So give us a call now, 15-minute call. We'll answer the questions that you have, 916-367-6430.
We're talking today about how people are living longer and they're leading more active lives in retirement. So retirement today looks so much different than it did for our parents and our grandparents. And retirement's going to continue to evolve in the future. So, Jeff, there's one employment trend that's probably going to have an impact on future retirees. They call it the rise of the gig economy. And it just means that there are a lot of people who are running their own small businesses. They're independent contractors, they're freelancers, and they don't have access to an employer-sponsored 401k. So tell us what people like that could do to make sure they don't put their financial future at risk.
Well, one of the big things is they generally need to save more, right? Because they don't have that company pension. They also need to be very tax efficient. And when I say that, when they're saving, if they save such that they can pull that money out later without being taxed on it, well, that's being very tax efficient. So if you're not paying taxes on your money, you have more money to spend. And it's interesting. You know, we talk a lot about zero taxes. Now, zero taxes doesn't have to be on every single thing that you draw in as income, but wonder if some of the income you brought in, you didn't pay taxes on. That's part of our planning with everybody that walks in the door is we look at, well, how can we maybe take some of your retirement money and convert it to a Roth IRA and do it in a way that is tax efficient each year, taking advantage of what the tax rates are currently. And something that I have to say, almost 90% or more of our clients that walk in the door have never thought of it that way. They never thought about taking advantage of bumping their head on the tax brackets that we currently have. And it's something that we discuss with everybody because, again, we want to take care of in your retirement plan the unknowns. And one of the unknowns is tax rates. Another unknown is healthcare costs. We want to make sure that's part of your tax plan. Inflation. We don't know what inflation's going to be, but we want to make that part of your tax plan. We want to make sure that you don't run out of money before you run out of time, yeah. Right? And people are living longer because parts are getting better. So we really want to make sure that we plan for all those unknowns for you. That's what Monolith Financial Group is really good at.
Yes, and that's why we do this show every single week, because we want to make sure people, you know, can get this information and use it for their retirement plan, and also hopefully call you guys because you are retirement planners. This is what you focus on. 916-367-6430. That's the number to call. So, Camille, there's a 2020 survey that says about 60% of baby boomers who are still working expect to keep working in retirement. Obviously, they plan to stay active and engaged and employed after they retire, even from their career. So that's what I want to ask you. For your clients who say they're going to keep working, what's the reason behind keeping that job in retirement or a job in retirement?
I think the biggest thing is it does, in a sense, keep them active. It keeps their mind going. One of the biggest things that we tell our client families and people that are preparing for retirement is, you know, get in the best health, because realistically, your health is going to be the most important thing. And that's going to help with that longevity of your plan, because too many times we've heard the stories of people who, oh, my neighbor, they were really active. You know, he was a bike rider for many, many years, well until his 90s. And, you know, he fell off his bike and then he couldn't bike anymore. And then that's just where they started to fade away. So a lot of our clients have really realized that they need to stay active, but also it gives them a sense of purpose. You know, when you enter into retirement, we tell our clients, now it may take some adjustment because you're so used to waking up at a certain time. You've got a routine, you go into work, and now you don't have to wake up to go into work. And so now you're finding new purpose. And a lot of our clients, they give back their time, they volunteer, or they do some independent contracting just to have a little bit of extra money, and they enjoy it. And that's the important thing, is really just, I like to say, just stay active, find new activities, you know, join some groups. Because if you're kind of going through that and you're maybe searching for your new purpose in retirement, I guarantee you there's a lot of other people doing that. So having somebody or having those groups and those socialization is really important in retirement to just keep everything about you in retirement lively and purposeful. And it's just fun. You want retirement to be fun, and that's what it should be.
All right, I want to kind of change here for those people who are working in retirement. And again, that's about 60%. I want you to touch on how Social Security and Medicare benefits are going to be impacted if they work. Okay, Camille.
Yeah. Well, and I'm so glad you asked this, because I also hold my National Social Security Advisor Certificate. So I've gone through the extensive training to help people find when is the best time to take Social Security, how do you take it, and make sure to maximize it. One of the big things that we do say is if you are still working and the limits of how much you can earn each year before Social Security becomes taxed, if you're taking it, changes each year. But usually if you are working and making over, let's say, $30,000 a year, then your Social Security, for every $2 you make, $1 becomes taxable and is decreased for you. And so we always say, if that's one of your plans, we want to look at that to see, does it make sense for you to continue to take Social Security? But maybe it's the opposite and you're going to continue to work because you want to increase what you could get for Social Security. Well, we might do an analysis that looks at, okay, you could do that, or would it make more sense for you to claim the spousal benefit? That's really what we strive to do here at Monolith Financial Group, is we want to help make your life easier and help make retirement more enjoyable for you. So if you've got any of those questions, or you're going, okay, when do I take it? How do I maximize things? We have so many different scenarios, and I can tell you we have done this for many, many of our families. So we can definitely help you out and get you on the best track moving forward.
All right. And it only takes a 15-minute phone call. Here's that number again, 916-367-6430. Call that number, have a 15-minute phone conversation. That's all it takes. Now, we do ask that you've saved at least $200,000 because of the intensive plan that Jeff and Camille are going to put together for you. They would love to guide you and come up with a customized strategy for your retirement. Now, they do help people who've saved quite a bit more than that, but we do ask that that's the minimum that you've saved. And then head to their website, monolithfinancial.com. Find out even more there about them. And you're listening to the Monolith Money Show. So happy to have you along with us. So one potential tax mistake with our retirement money, and we just talked about this, is taking withdrawals from your accounts in the wrong order. So let's kind of walk through that, Jeff, and tell us how you help people create that strategy for taking those withdrawals from those accounts, those retirement accounts.
Well, Luann, it's usually pretty easy once we have a plan set up, because we now know the different types of money. And so when we say that, you know, you have your money that's in a bank and possibly earning good interest these days, but that interest is still taxable each year. Now, you also have that money that maybe is in an IRA, 401k, 403b, that is tax deferred. It's growing tax deferred. But whenever you take money out of that, it's 100% taxable. And then hopefully all the listeners out there have that account, like a Roth IRA, where it's tax-free money. So if you have those, we'll just call them three buckets of money, those three different areas of money, then you can make choices on how to draw it depending upon, remember what I was saying, where you bump your head on the tax bracket. And what a lot of people don't understand is, you know, when you go from, let's say, the 12% tax bracket to the 22% tax bracket, only the monies above that 12% tax bracket are taxed at 22. So let's say you're $1,000 over, well, only the $1,000 gets taxed at the 22%. So it's really about, let's take advantage of the tax brackets and put together a plan that's right for you. What does it take? A 15-minute call is all it takes. Because within 15 minutes, we believe we can decide together, you and us, if we want to start planning something together, if we're a good fit, if we can help you. Because that's the biggest thing. Are there things that we can help you with? That's what we're here to do. Give us a call. 916-367-6430. We are here to help you and answer any questions. And then we can't wait to put together that retirement plan that fits you. Give us a call now, 916-367-6430.
This has been the Best of the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, go to their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management, LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group, Incorporated.